Welcome to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Representative Hugh Crawford, Republican Representative of Novi. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Wanted to connect with you today and talk to you as chairman of the Michigan House Regulatory Reform Committee. A bill came before you to ban pit bulls over in phases over several years, and the end result would be banning the breed from the state in its entirety in about a decade. It came before you, and you decided not to hear it. Tell us about
that.
Well,
it's been referred to my committee, Regulatory Reform Committee, and you're correct. I don't think the state of Michigan needs to be in the dog police business. I have no interest in running this bill, if you will, in my committee. If there's an issue with dogs, whether it's pit bulls or any other dog, it's more of a people problem than a dog problem, as far as I'm concerned. So I'm not interested in banning a breed of dog from Michigan in 10 years and I think part of the bill is not even being able to be bred in 4 years. So anyway, bottom line is I'm not interested in running that kind of a bill in my committee.
And that was House Bill 4714, introduced
yes.
by Representative Timothy Bledsoe of Grosse Pointe.
That's true.
And was this kind of something kind of surprising to you?
Well, yeah, it was surprising. I didn't know it was coming. But I think in his defense, if you will, I think it's in reaction to some constituents in his area that apparently had an issue with pit bulls. But I don't think this is, again, the right way to go, and I have no interest in running it in my committee. So
Does that happen very often in committee? And I guess I'm just asking generally out of curiosity, when something comes before you in your committee and you just say, yeah, now this isn't the time or place?
Not often. I mean, most of the bills we put in this five or six months now that we've been in session, I've run about 20-some bills through my committee and out. So it's not the normal procedure, but obviously if something's sent to my committee or anybody's committee, the chairman has the prerogative, unless we, be honest with you, get our arms twisted by leadership or the governor. That would have some bearing on it. But no, it's my prerogative as to whether I want to run something, and this is something that I'm not interested in running. So.
Well, and as you said, in Representative Bledsoe's defense, he has said that it was some constituents who
sure.
wrote and called and had concerns. But it does seem like it was a bit overreaching, because it went even beyond pit bulls and talked about breeds that are otherwise like them with certain behaviors.
It was like them, and some of the terrier breeds and partial mix of pit bulls. So it's pretty far-reaching, but it does kind of target one species, and I'm not interested in doing that. I don't know the statistics, but I happen to have a Chihuahua myself. I would venture to say that there's probably more dog bites from a Chihuahua than there is a pit bull. However, obviously, if a pit bull gets a hold of you, it's going to be a little more serious than a Chihuahua, but I'm not, again, I'm just not into any kind of breed. There's other dogs that cause problems on occasion. There's that are big dogs, German Shepherds, Rottweilers, Dobermans. I mean, I'm not even about to put a foot in the door as to what kind of dogs we ought to ban from the state of Michigan.
Well, and what also came to mind to me, sir, was I can't imagine how you'd go about policing such a thing.
That's very good. I have no idea how you would. I know some cities, municipalities, do have ordinances against certain dogs, probably pit bulls. That's up to local control. If they want to do something like that, fine, but I'm not about to attempt it on a statewide basis.
Well, and I would say you are probably right with the Chihuahua. They sometimes have that small dog syndrome where they think they have to make noise and so forth to get attention.
Well, my little dog doesn't doesn't even know it's a dog. I think it thinks it's a person, so it's not one of those little yippy chihuahuas. It's a great little dog. If I could breed more just like that one, I would. But
there you go. There you go. Well, I do appreciate your time this evening on the issue. Just wanted to get your perspective and clarify that. I appreciate it, and thank you so much, sir.
Yeah, no problem. Anytime. It was nice talking with you.
You as well.
Yeah, I know.
Bye-bye. Representative Hugh Crawford from Novi, who is also chair of the Michigan House Regulatory Reform Committee. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.